WBWZ, New Paltz, Poughkeepsie.
Live from Mikey's Cave.
I'm just a caveman.
It's the Colvin Brothers Podcast.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me tell you something, brother.
Daniel, my brother.
We're the Colvin Cousins.
You was my brother, Charlie. You should have looked out for me a little bit.
Watch it, buddy.
So, what did your brother do to you?
Why did I take this gig again?
How you doing? This is Roosevelt Colvin.
With six, you get Egg Roll and the Colvin Brothers on Z93.
Yes.
Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
You're listening to the Colvin Brothers.
Take this, brother.
I've always dreamed about having a brother.
Brother Michael. My name is Michael.
A-A-R-S, cars for kids.
You're going to want that cowbell.
That's what she said.
Number six for Colvin.
I'm going to wipe the floor with your Woody.
See about that, kid.
Brent Gretzky.
Michael.
I am your brother.
The Colvin Brothers.
Hash Brown.
Comedy.
On Z93.
Happy Labor Day, baby.
It's time for the Colvin Brothers on Z93. This week we're doing babies. Lots of babies.
Well, you know why?
Why?
Because it's Labor Day.
Oh.
Yeah, our mother had five babies. She's in labor all the time.
Oh, okay.
This is a tribute to our mom.
On Labor Day.
All Labor Day.
I think every week's a tribute to someone in our family.
Or
right?
Labor Day. Are the Yankees still above 500?
Well, you know what? I'm just happy to see you in living color. Your surgery was last week, so you made it out, right?
Yeah. We're still pretending that, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Good.
Well, it doesn't really matter.
Well, I want to thank you for your very thoughtful post, because we have relatives that haven't spoken to me for 6 months. They're like, I would like to get a personal play-by-play of your health. It'll be on Facebook. Thanks for asking.
Well, hopefully the show is on Z93, but if not, it's on your favorite podcast channels.
Apparently, you're in the media. Put us on Hearst.
Wait, you didn't make arrangements to have it live streamed?
No. That would cost something.
We got a room full of people. Before we get there, we'll do the first song. So Badfinger, Baby Blue from the series finale of Breaking Bad. That's why I picked it. And again, if there's anybody in this room that hasn't seen Breaking Bad yet, shame on you, okay? That's your homework assignment for the winter. For real?
For real. I'm the guy that's finishing Saul and then moving on to Breaking Bad.
Oh, you're that guy.
Real Hudson Valley hero. You idiot. You're watching the shows in the wrong order. You're the guy that saw Scooby-Doo when Scrappy was the main thing.
Oh, Scrappy. Who's in the studio with us today?
We've got a very special lady. Somebody I hit her off with immediately. It's part of the reason I am still alive. It's Nurse Natasha.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to help you, you know, do this journey.
Well, not everybody
at home
gets to go on the show. You're all right. You know? I was like, you know, you got some pop. We can see if you suck, you're never going to come back like Todd Bender. But other
than
that,
oh my God.
I got to get my doctor on.
Okay.
She's the one that saved my life, but because I want to take her out. But
I'm not sure if that's ethically allowed.
I'm working on it.
Yeah.
Oh, who's that voice?
Oh, that would be RJ.
Oh, okay. Rob Johnson.
Yes, yes. He thinks that it's his show, so I'm just going to sit back.
All right. I'm glad he's doing the show without a mask on, though.
Come on. This is theater of the mind. Of course, he's got, not only does he have a mask, but those of you that pay attention, you might notice that we hire this guy to do different pictures for each show. I never met him. And if you look closely, RJ is wearing a completely different mask in today's show than he will be in the show that we're also recording tonight for next week.
All right, so you can find that at Colton Brothers on Z93 Facebook page. School this week. Bryce is starting school. My kids are starting school.
And it's actually pretty warm outside. Rock and Steve, what's the current temperature?
82 degrees, Mick.
Dutchess County Fair, Michael had a scooter. And it was funny because, like, my wife's sister was there. And every once in a while, you know, Michael would just be, like, zooming through the fairgrounds on his scooter. We're like, did Michael just pass us? Michael goes, hey, kid, I'll meet you at your car in 5 minutes. And Chris is like, he totally did not go to the exit. He went to go somewhere else because the scooter went the opposite direction. He was like going 90 miles per hour on the scooter.
Oh my God. It's like going to a doctor's office. You can't find anybody that's working. And so, like, I'm asking people where the entrance is. Nobody knows. Like, even the vendors couldn't even tell me where to go. RJ would have known, but he wasn't working that day. But the biggest reason that I was all over the place on the scooter is because even though it hasn't rained here in 3 months, it rained there every 5 minutes. And not only am I not supposed to get the scooter wet, but if I get wet, it kills me. So I was like, you know what? I probably shouldn't die here. So I kept having to take cover. And what am I going to do? You know, I didn't want to ruin their scooter.
So DOT Taylor is a fan of, you know, a lot of the old nostalgia of what you used to do back in the day at Pendle Road. So he's introducing this next bit.
Well,
is that correct?
You know, it's not only is it Labor Day week, but, you know, to the near and dear, this is a very famous Poughkeepsie citizen who's no longer with us. Kendall Francois was apprehended this week in 1998. I remember because it was the same day that Mark McGwire broke the home run record. And I thought George could tell you what else you can get.
KFC.
That sounds about right. How about a proper, because you're part of the show. Let's give us a full introduction.
This is DOT Taylor, and this is KFC on the Colvin Brothers Z93.
There's some new fast food coming to Fulton Avenue in Poughkeepsie.
Dang, you smell what I smell?
It's KFC. Candle Francois Frost Space.
Hey, Candle. Y'all got any wings up on here?
Hell no, but I got a whole lot of legs, thighs, and breastises. Candle Francois Crawl Space. Pull on up, y'all, for a bucket today.
Hey, babe, you wanna go out?
Thank you.
Colvin Brothers would like to remind you that you don't have to turn into Breckman this baseball season.
I love baseball. Who's my favorite team? Anybody playing the Red Sox.
And there goes my day.
I just spent $50 at the concession stand. I got two beers and some condiments.
Some suds for your buds.
Bend over, ump. Try out your good eye.
Oh, so you're the one that's going to get us kicked off the air. Got it.
My buddy is a Mets fan, so go easy on him. He's had a rough 40 years.
Hey, watch it, Chachi.
A-Rod's going to hate this joke. It's unwise to play the game of baseball in the jungle, as there are so many cheetahs.
I guarantee A-Rod ain't the only one.
Can somebody tell me when the Expos game is on?
Yeah, right after the Seattle Pilots wrap it up.
I was watching a baseball game highlight on YouTube, but the pop-up ads kept annoying me.
I'm gonna count to 10.
The game is blacked out tonight? This is where I'll refrain from a joke.
A rare case of you showing restraint. I'll consider it a fluke.
You guys have issues with Putin? Well, then let's just roll a tape from Marge Schott.
You don't have to turn into Breckman this baseball season.
Does somebody have the cliff notes for how my team can make the postseason?
Keep listening to the Colvin Brothers. We can help. It's Jude's favorite holiday.
I'm not well.
Happy Labor Day from the Colvin Brothers on Z93.
Colvin 5.
Are you ready for the Colvin 5?
On Z93.
So the Colvin 5 this week, top 10 worst songs of the 80s. Now, this was a list that I did not put together, but people would say, they're like, oh, you guys are crazy. This list is great, or this list is crap. I just saw a meme, and we love memes on the Colvin Brothers on Z93 Facebook page. Here are the top 10 songs that you could choose from that people ranked as the worst songs of the 80s. Mr. Roboto, We Built This City, Rock Me Amadeus, Don't Worry, Be Happy, Mickey, Putting on the Ritz, Kokomo, The Final Countdown, We Are the World, and Party All the Time. So everyone went into a frenzy on the Facebook page.
And this always happens. Like, here's the list, but you're going to screw it up by telling us songs that aren't on the list. That's exactly what ended up happening.
Yeah, so, and again, it was informational because people, was it Denver Darren had some obscure 80s song that...
God bless Denver Darren. I still wouldn't know half the things I know if it wasn't for that guy. But, yeah, he took it in his own direction, which you expect. But we've got so many people in the studio. We're going to go around and find out what they're doing. Now, Natasha, you're younger than I am. I think you're even younger than my brother.
Right.
So are you, like, do you consider yourself a child of the 80s?
Yeah, I do. I was born in 80.
Okay, so, I mean, from the list that you saw, what song would you have gone with if you had voted?
We Are the World.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
What's the reasoning? Because you're not the world?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
I like that song because for me and for the Colvin household, it was iconic because Michael back in the day did a whole skit to it where he basically did all the characters that sang
before
that song. Which I'm surprised it's not on YouTube right now, so maybe that would be something we'll do in your...
The thing was that Kevin Meaney, another good friend of ours that we lost, was part of his act, so I felt like if I put it out there, it would look like I stole from him, but I knew him, and I was like, you know I was doing that shit in 1985. And Kim the Healthy Intern is here today. Now, you were born in the 90s, so what's your favorite 80s song? Or your least favorite 80s song on the list?
We Are the World. I went to a Catholic school. We're all about conformity, so...
Okay, I see that really worked out for you. are we still pretending that RJ's on the show?
RJ got his mic back.
Oh, no, RJ's going to pick something from, like, the Aquarium Rescue Unit. But anyway, go ahead.
I go with Starship. We Built This City.
Okay, we're going to get to them eventually.
I love that song.
All right. Rock and Steve, what's the current temperature?
81 degrees, Mick.
And then, George, you have...
it's already on here, but Don't Worry, Be Happy. Wasn't really a big...
You're right, it is part of the five.
All right, RJ, go ahead.
Number five, Frank Banks says, Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Now, Don't Worry, Be Happy, I get why people are annoyed by it, but you have to remember the situation. Bobby McFerrin does everything you hear with his voice.
Right.
All right, and that's what made... Now, it's a cliche now because this song is almost 40 years old. When he came out, I think it was, I saw him on Johnny Carson. We were blown away. And it was before the hit. Like,
right.
It was just this guy. It was almost like...
Michael Winslow.
I was going to say Michael Winslow.
That's what I was just about to say.
The great comic.
Yeah.
we're going to talk about next week. It was like a musical version of Michael Winslow.
Right, right.
So, yeah. So it was a really mind-blowing thing. But when you see it after all these years of it being history, it does not have it.
For Natasha...
Black, Jack Card, Shaq, Peter Coe, We Are the World.
Oh, Peter Coe.
I like that he commented on one of the posts. You know, I put something on our Facebook page,
yeah,
the Colvin Brothers.
Yeah.
And it's like one of the worst regrets, I guess, growing up was when you push that 25 cent into the arcade
yes,
and you don't get your money back.
Of course it was money involved, yeah.
And Peter Coe, I think he was like thinking that it was like we were asking for donations for your heart surgery.
Oh,
oh my goodness.
It's so random, his response.
No, Peter, that's not...
There's somebody that wants it.
Save all your money for Barton.
Yeah, no, I told them, I said, if you want to do a fundraiser, we'll do it. Put my name on it. I'm not taking anybody's damn money. Number three,
Rock Me Amadeus.
Ooh. See what I did there? Great song. There's multiple versions. I love that, too.
I love that. And Carolyn loves it. Carolyn loves all these songs. I pretty much, I mean, I love the 80s. I mean, I make my kids listen to Party All the Time with Eddie Murphy. Is on this list, and that's like my jam.
Well, next time that Tanner's at Mahoney's, he can party with Joe, because I play that for Joe the Bouncer every week. Like, every bouncer has to get a song. Screw the people that are paying money.
All right, number two.
Oh, this was my favorite. Jim Glover says, please remove Final Countdown from your list, which is hearkening back to what we said before. Not our list. We just we posted it because that's what you do when you're trying to generate content. So we didn't come up with this. I would not have put Final Countdown. Carrie would have made it, but I would not have put it on. But we appreciate how angry you are.
But Final Countdown, when I was working at Quinnipiac, the women's hockey team.
It seemed like the kind of thing that you would play all the time.
It had there was their main entrance song. So for 3 years, I had to hear this song. So I got tired of it, but I don't hate it. So.
Oh, it's like Zoles would never play. Get that flarg out of my stadium.
All right, big closer.
Big closer.
Tom Morgan. And is the Z silent? Is it Dan Gorman?
No, the Z, you can say the Z.
All right, Dan Zagorman?
No, that's a typo.
All right. We built the city for Starship.
All right.
Love this song.
This is we're all going to slam Sis. Grace Slick on the old show. The best interview I've ever done. She was totally stoned. We brought that up knowing that she was going to piss all over it, and she did not let us down. The highlight for me, though, Stephen, is John Tobin. It wasn't We Built the City he hated so much as White Rabbit. And every time that White Rabbit could play, because back then it was so long ago that we actually had CDs in the studio.
Well, I remember this story. On a computer.
He would take the CD and break it every time we played it. So, like, the station had to keep buying.
Oh, my God.
Jefferson Airplane. Driving those record sales.
For the Colvin Brothers on Z93.
Okay, you are about to hear your morning maniac music. Let me try that again.
Okay.
Is this on tape?
We're taping.
Okay. Hi, this is Grace Slick, and you are about to hear Morning Maniac music. Damn, this is stupid. I'm not doing this right. Good morning. We are Cobra and Tupin. I had 2 hours of sleep last night. Yeah, I can do this. Hi, this is Grace Slick. This is classic.
All right, close enough.
Every time I think of you, it always turns out good. Every time I've held you, I thought you understood. People say a love like ours will surely pass, but I know a love like ours will last and last. Die. Let me hold you, darling, so you won't cry. 'Cause people say that our love affair will never last, but we know a love like ours will never pass. But maybe I was wrong. Every time
the Colvin Brothers podcast. We're doing babies this week. Labor Day is tomorrow, so I think everybody's got the night off, so everyone should be enjoying the songs we're playing this hour.
Drinking, always enjoy the songs.
Well, drinking a couple Red Dogs, Red Wolves. You know?
I'm allowed to drink again.
You are?
I don't know.
I don't know. Natasha, is that true?
No.
Moderately.
You're 0.1 pounds overweight. I'm like, I'm going to the hospital. I'm going to lose 10 pounds. They don't feed me.
With moderation.
Let me have water.
What does moderation mean?
Not for, well, for you, nothing. For me, it means I might live another day.
Usually no more than a liter and a half. Now, what you drink in that liter and a half, please don't tell me.
Remember back in the day, like I think it was called Mr. Stinky. It was like a green sticker that you would get.
Mr. Yuck.
And you would put it on all of the products underneath the sink,
so that way the kids wouldn't touch control. It. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
So, Natasha, when we're done with the show, we're going to go in Michael's two refrigerators, and you're going to take stickers. And anything that's in there, he's not allowed to consume.
Oh,
there you
you're
go.
Really going to make me do that?
So, we've got...
Oh, it's a little warm in here. What's the temperature?
Rocket Steve, can you give us the current temperature?
Went down to 80 degrees, Mick.
The extra voice that you hear is we're always looking for different people to bring on the show. This is season three. Ah. So season three is always the weird season. So it's like, you know, whoever we were like driving up Main Street the other day, and there was this guy pushing a bottle cart, and we had him on. So you're doing better than him. But Natasha is one of the reasons that I'm actually...
Was that Todd Bender?
Yes. Natasha's the reason that
poor Todd.
My voice is going to slowly improve because I'm on the road to recovery. So, Natasha, you have a special skill. You know how to read, which isn't a given.
Of course.
All right, and you can also read in a special accent. Now, your name is Natasha, but you're not Russian.
But I'm not Russian.
We're not going to talk about Russians on this show.
Yeah.
But,
that's for season four.
What I would like for you to do is...
my best Russian.
We gathered a bunch of emails that were actually sent to me.
Wow.
And I would like to see, you know, and if this sucks, then you're never coming back again. But I have a feeling you're going to pull it off.
Okay, I'm going to try.
Time for Broken English Emails with Nurse Tasha on Z93.
My advisable sir, beautiful, how are you? I wish to fit small talk. Where do you stay? Immediately, I'm seeking vivid male. I'm unmarried superior mistress in Kazakhstan. I will reply to you, my photo attached. Have a good time, babushka.
Четыре.
Pricey mister appetizing. Immediately, I'm looking for not bad man from USA. What state are you from? I'm lonely, sweet miss. I will send you my picture attached. Write to Latvis Gulag. Kozlov. What's your age? I wish to energizing talks. Where are you from? Currently, I'm seeking one and only buddy. I'm superlative female in Kazakhstan. P.S. I give you the encephalitis. You can't hide from me. I am pro. Angelica.
For the Colvin Brothers, I'm Z93.
cocktails, always talking about your sex appeal and the role in the bar. What's my number? I wonder how you're enjoying. Scoop down the road. What's my number? I wonder how your engines feel.
Coen Brothers on Z93. We're doing Babies as the theme. Labor Day is tomorrow. Back to school. Little Simon and Garfunkel, Baby Driver. What's the current temperature?
80 degrees there, Steve.
Back to school is happening. All of our kids are getting back on the buses. This is a list that's making the rounds. Again, we have some moms in here. Natasha, are you a mom?
No, fortunately.
But feel free to chime in, though, because if there's something here that doesn't make sense. I know Kim is a mom.
Right.
Okay, and George has a little one upstate that loves him to death. He's like the Funkel. He's a Funkel to, what's his name?
Wyatt.
See? I know Wyatt, but it was great. I was telling this to Kristen, because we were doing the rail trail. We always try to like get a little exercise in, and we're walking one way, and all of a sudden, Jason, Joanna's husband's walking the other way, and this little kid's running, jumps up into George's arms, and that's his little buddy Wyatt.
Yes, indeed.
And he just celebrated a birthday recently?
Back in February.
Okay, so maybe that was my son. All right, so the top 10 back-to-school items to avoid. All right? Number one, personal pencil sharpeners.
That's not what they look like anymore.
I'm talking about anything that's sharpening a pencil. They don't want you to do that. Now, when I bought my house, the only reason I bought it is it had one of those old-school ones where you turn it around.
It's like the worst way to train girls for high school. But,
And this will be Kim's last week on the air. Chuck Benfer on line 4. Number 2, backpacks on wheels.
What is that?
It's just one of those trendy things, you know. It's like almost like when we go to the Jets game. Remember that one time that you went to the game with us? And people were riding their coolers around in the tailgate? Well, there's backpacks that are on wheels. Number 3, plastic pencil boxes. Okay, now this is one of those things where they don't want you putting extra clutter on your desk. You only have a certain amount of room. What is it, like 4x4?
Right.
So therefore,
so no storage for your pens and pencils.
Not plastic. They're like little bags with zippers now.
I had one. Actually, no, I still have it. It's my Masters of the Universe one. Number 4, off brands. All right. So they want you. When I say off brands, you know how you get like the knockoffs. Let's call it knockoffs.
Well, that's because school is a popularity contest. We don't want a kid to be off brand.
You know what? I had Jordache shoes. I had what's the other ones that I had? Jordache. I had some of the worst shoes growing up. I had to go to school wearing corduroys. And one time I'm sitting on the bus and they're like, Coven's got a flood. I'm like, I had no idea what they were talking about. So my corduroys, I guess if you have a flood, is when you sit down and it rides up your ankle.
Yes.
I
feel bad. The one guy I liked in high school when I was a freshman wore corduroys all the time. Is there something wrong with him?
It never affected me. I still got the ladies even back then. Number 5, rulers. Rulers is a thing that's no longer appealing, I guess, to put into your backpack.
Especially not the ones that have the little metal edge on them that you can like stab somebody with. That's horrible.
Metal edge on it?
Right on the end. Right along the full length of it. There's like a little piece of metal that sticks out.
Matt and Mike would get hit on the knuckles with the ruler back in the day. Number 6, oversized binders. You don't want to be that kid that's like carrying like, you know, so it's almost like, let's go back to Halloween 1978. Remember Jamie Lee Curtis? You know, she had like her science book, her social studies book, or her math book, and they're like, I never bring home any of my books. So less is more.
Well, you know they're bringing the Trapper Keepers back.
That's what you got to bring back.
I love the Trapper Keepers.
Mechanical pencils. You know, you little push a little divot on the back.
I always broke them. The minute I would get it out, start writing, breaks.
And then you can't replace the lead. Let's do number 8. Colored pens is also frowned upon.
Like that one that like changes, you can do like 4 and it's one pen.
Yeah, I still have
those.
Yeah.
Horrible.
I wanted that double-ended pen the teachers always had. The red side and the black side. I wanted that so bad.
I love that.
I was a bad kid. I would steal that pen, and then I would just write Satisfactory, so I'd bring it home to my mom.
Did anyone have a pen that you could click down the different colors? And
I
like
did.
Red,
yep.
Pink,
yeah, that's what George was just talking
that's
about.
I was talking about.
Best pen in the world.
Number 9, toy supplies like scented markers or pencil toppers.
Those are really cool. I don't agree with that.
Michael back in the day had like the troll. Remember the troll where you'd spin the pencil?
and the hair would get like really crazy. Number 10, fake glue. I don't know what fake glue is.
I need to find that. I used to love the cement glue.
The cement glue
was the best.
Cement glue is real glue. Was this like powdered milk? Fake glue?
There was this girl, Tiffany Plummer. I gave her name, I guess. But she
was this girl named?
This is back in the day at Vassar Brothers. I'm thinking of my brother. Vassar Elementary. And she used to put glue on her hand on a piece of tape and wait for it to dry.
Right.
And then she would start chewing on it once it was like all dry. It was like weird. The only reason I knew about that because I was always the kid that got in trouble, so I had to sit in the back next to her. I was like, what the heck are you doing?
That's just nasty.
No satisfaction. I completely relate to her.
Back to you guys. The Coleman Brothers on Z93.
Somebody's baby, she's so fine. She's probably
the Coleman Brothers on Z93. Jackson Brown, Somebody's Baby. I picked this song, okay? This is like the third time we talked about Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Well, you know, there's never a reason to not talk about Fast Times at Ridgemont High. And I talked about, even though I was like 5 years after that, that's very much what life was like in those years. Like there was a Spicoli, there was a Phoebe Cates, like there was definitely, you know, all of those archetypes.
Yeah, Jason Lee, right? Is that the name, Jennifer Jason Lee?
Yeah, I mean, I forget the rest of the people that were in.
But it was Stacey Hamilton that like went out her window to go hook up with the college, dude.
Right.
She ended up getting pregnant, and then long story short, Mark Rat Ratner, who was the dude that was working at the movie theater, and she was working at the pizza shop. He's the one that wanted to get with her, and eventually, everything worked out in the end.
Yeah. So you know, and the thing about that movie is that it was real time. Now, I would tell kids now is like when you watch Hot Tub Time Machine. Not everybody was like that in the 80s, but me and my sister Jennifer were like that in the 80s.
Oh, absolutely.
We were the reason why they make those films.
Jennifer was dyeing her hair and Michael was dyeing his shoes.
Yes. And I was dying, but I'm not because the very special lady who came along and said, all right, we got to get you the hell out of here. My nurse, I am allowed to call you my nurse, right?
Yes.
All right. We'll take.
Yes.
Nurse.
And she's no ratchet. Nurse Natasha, who... You know, I hit it off with it instantly. Like, I'll be honest with you. Yeah, going to dialysis is as miserable as it sounds. But you work there, but you're not of the dialysis room. You're
the misery.
You're, like, you're kind of like, you know, you're like you float above it. And I didn't realize because they don't really tell you a lot.
No,
so
they don't.
You're like, there's a lot of mystery there, and I'm a pretty alert guy, and I'm like, this doesn't make a lot of sense. And our friend John Winfrey, who's been on the show with us, was down there, and like, he's very, you know, it was comforting to have him there, but he wasn't able to help because his situation is different from mine, which is different from the, like, that's what I found out.
Right.
Like,
right.
Just because my kidneys, you know, crap to bed doesn't mean that I'm getting the same treatment. Or should I, as everybody else? You learn a lot, right?
Right.
And I hope that people never have to learn this, but part of what I said from the beginning is that if I'm going to get this sick, I'm going to use it to help other people because there's people out there that are going into this stuff blind that don't have the resources and the ability. And you, of all people, you know, and I know better now because there's a lot of quacks out there, really change the comfort level for somebody like me that was scared to death about what was going on.
Right, and most people are.
Yeah, and they should be. But right. It's as nice as a guy as I am. I could be a pretty shitty patient too.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to put you over my knee. There was one day, that Friday before you went home. So he's like, I gotta go to the bathroom. I gotta go now. And I'm like, okay. There's like a whole little 2-minute procedure you have to do.
My brother, you don't want to know what happens if I don't.
All right. So there's a little 2-minute procedure you have to do before you get off the machine. He was training on the cycler. And so I said, okay, you know, call me after the 2 minutes is up. So our unit secretary was in. I was in the office talking to her, and all of a sudden I see him go to the door like he took himself off the machine, and I have to, that's my job, to watch his technique to make sure, because it's very easy for a patient to get peritonitis. Extremely easy if you don't.
What is that? Just because I have no idea.
It's an infection of the peritoneal cavity, so it can actually go systemic within 4 hours and kill you.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
One bacteria can become 4 million in a matter of 4 hours. So if you don't wash your hands, if you don't disconnect yourself correctly, and you don't have a cap at the end of your catheter when you're going into the dirtiest room in the building, that could kill you. So Mr. Mikey went to the door. I said, oh, okay, you disconnected yourself. He says, yeah, I knew what I was doing. So he ran to the bathroom. When he came back in, I said, okay, let's get you, you know, connected back onto the cycler. Yeah. He pulls his catheter out and there's no cap at the end of it. And I was like, sit down. We had to change everything. We had to change his extension that was on his catheter. And
she let me have it.
Yeah.
It was like when my father broke all my models when I was
right.
7. I'm trying.
I said, you are not going home like this. You know, if you keep doing this, that's it. You're done. And by the time, I have to say this, though, I did buy him salad because I felt bad.
And I bought him lunch. 6 seasons of Downton Abbey.
Yes. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
That's how I roll. And the Elvis movie.
And my Game of Thrones. So you're awesome.
Anyway, thanks to Natasha. Yes. I told him, look, I've been this idiot my entire life. When I was 18 at my old radio station, I almost burnt the towers down. So I said, this is coming from the same place. My ex-wife thought it was personal. I was like, no, I actually am this forgetful.
Well, he jumps ahead a lot, and I have to slow him down, and and all that. But when you came back that Monday after that Friday, I think you were very focused.
Right.
You did your stuff. You did
I gotta get the hell away from
And place. Listen, 4 days later, you started at home, and I was super proud of you.
Trust me. I was very happy to be back. Still haven't seen my kid, but I hear she's doing well.
With the Colvin Brothers on Z93.
Got hair in a girl that flows to her bones, in a comb, in a pocket. If the wind get blown, strength on her eyes when she walks slow, but her face fall down when she go, go, go. Lights here falling on my lazy queen. Got a tattoo tip, say number 13. Babe, I don't want no blue eyes like Lou.
Colvin Brothers on Z93. We're doing Babies, Pixies, number 13, baby.
Now, are you going to help me out with this one? This is an RJ song?
No, it's just I love the Pixies.
Okay.
This was me.
Did Cousin Ben ever move?
I'll get back to you on that.
All right.
I don't know. Where? What day is it?
It's Thursday.
Who died today?
All right, so who died today? You ready?
Me?
No, you're still here.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Dr. Sperling. I'm going to have all my doctors on eventually. Dr. Sperling is the reason why I'm here and happy. And on top of that, he's also a client. So I was like, remember, you got to save me, otherwise you're going to have to pay somebody else a bigger rate. Oh, yeah, you're right. I've been DJing his parties for like years.
He's the one that actually went in and then moved everything around?
Well, I was out. He probably had like Louis Chu do it. But either way, I think that he did it.
How's your leg doing? They took a big chunk of stuff from your leg to put into your heart, right?
As Paul McCartney used to say when he was married to Heather Mills, don't say leg.
Oh.
Wow.
Too soon? She was awful. Even he hated her.
Who was hers? Who was worse, her or Yoko?
Look, Yoko just upsets the OB.
Number one, 2006. Australian naturalist and TV personality.
Oh, it's got to be the guy that got stabbed by a stingray.
Known as the Crocodile Hunter, Steve Irwin, attacked and killed by a stingray at age 44.
Now, Natasha, you just plucked at her heartstrings.
Well, okay. Like,
don't tell me you have a stingray at home.
No,
she has Steve Irwin at home.
But this he defines the crazy white guy who does stupid crap. And I used to love watching him do stupid crap.
His son now does it. And his son is great.
Yeah. But it won't bite me because I'm an expert. Crikey.
Well, it's like the old line years ago. Who was it? Was it Penn and Teller when one of them got attacked by the tiger?
Penn and Teller.
Those are the mimes, right? Yeah. Penn and... Oh, gosh.
I just made a brand new montage from the beginning and I got to edit it already. Steven, are you going out for chicken this Halloween?
I don't know if I'm going to top that. So Chris Rock is doing it. Is doing a sketch.
Oh, wait a second. Chris Rock, do me a favor. Slap my brother.
Chris Rock's doing a sketch and he's like, you know, it's not the comedian's fault. Oh, no, he's like, it's not the tiger's fault. The tiger went tiger, you know, because you're not trying. You can't. A tiger's not your friend.
Exactly.
Number two, 2014, comedian. Voice of Dot Matrix, host of The Late Show, a regular on Hollywood Squares. Anybody yet?
Paul Lynde?
Joan Rivers.
Joan Rivers dies at age 81 after serious complications from a procedure on her vocal cords.
And you know, people were like giving me crap because I was like, you know, unless I pull a Bobby Darin. But Joan Rivers only went in for that, and then that's how she went, okay?
Yeah.
So be careful. Know your doctors.
We have one more song. It's called Lightning Crashes from Live. How do you get the babies out of that?
Because it's about a woman giving birth.
Okay, I never paid attention to the lyrics.
Her placenta falls to the pool.
Oh, my God.
Send it out to whoever you want.
Jose. There you go. Jose.
Jose.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me that you got a guy.
The love of my life.
All right, cool. Does he speak English?
Very little.
I mean, don't tell him about us.
But you were.
Okay.
Rock and Steve, what's the temperature?
80 degrees there, Steven.
We're the Coleman Brothers on Z93.
Pulling from the center of the earth.
waiting for.
Brothers Podcast.
My teacher told me not to worry about spelling because in the future there will be autocorrect. And for that, I'm eternally grapefruit.
It's family.